Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Max Image, man. We right here, Hood Talk Radio. Time is very valuable. You know what I'm saying? That's the title of the show. That's some of the shit we're going to be talking about, man. 646-478-0944. You know what to do. You know who it is, and you know why we here. I ain't going to talk your head off tonight, truthfully. I'm sipping on this brewski. You know what I'm saying? But time is very valuable, y'all. I just want y'all to understand that. And it doesn't matter how much shit you do on Facebook and, you know, Instagram and all of this and all that shit, you really ain't doing nothing but wasting your motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? Worrying about somebody else got on, what they putting out there and this and that and other, man. When you could be, you know what I'm saying, uplifting yourself with something else besides what's going on out there in the digital world. Now, you always got to remember that if you're trying to learn something or you're trying to do some things, trying does not mean you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? If you just, you know, use the word doing something, it will change your attitude, man. So time is very valuable. Don't spend it all texting. I wonder how many people going to develop neck problems in their old age in these generations that's stuck on these damn phones now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to start people. Well, I've already seen it. People having, you know, my neck hurt all the motherfucking time because you always got your neck bent down, tapping away at that damn phone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes you can sit at home at the desktop. I would say devote at least 2 hours to personal study. You know what I'm saying? In the evenings, if you can, you know what I mean? Just try to take 2 hours and sit down and relax, have you a cup of coffee, watch you a documentary, or, you know, study up on something specific. You know what I'm saying? Just give it about 2 hours, you know, so you don't want to kill yourself and drag your brain. I suggest you laugh a little. Forget all that emotional shit because it ain't going to help your brain get absorbed, you know what I'm saying, turn into a sponge. So, you know, maybe some comedy or some shit like that. Or a karate movie. You know what I mean? But just try to learn something, man. Don't just, you know, sit there for hours and hours and hours. You know, watching video after video after video. Try to learn something. Take notes if you got to. It works. You know, you can develop your plan on the internet now. There's a lot of shit you can do besides taking pictures, showing off your booty. Know what I mean? I wonder if y'all noticed it in the news. They started to show more racists and interacting with the police now. Pretty much everybody getting the same treatment. You know what I'm saying? They had some Puerto Rican cop out in California killing the shit out of another one and handcuffed. Tased the motherfucker because he was still jumping around and shot him. He's still. He died right there. They were trying to pump his chest up. So you know how shit is, man. But y'all got to remember, your time is very valuable. When I say that, even when you're at work. You know what I'm saying? Try to be productive, even if you want to bullshit around and shit. Do a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You're getting paid to do a little bit. They don't bother you because, you know, even though you bullshit around, you're a very, very, very good worker. I don't know how that works, but that's what it is, man. All right? I know y'all out there getting ready to head out to the polls and shit and get y'all vote on and everything, but do you really know what it is you're voting for? Do you really understand? Are you getting ready to cast your vote? Now here in Cleveland, there's been a little bit of confusion on issue 35, which is the red light camera issue. One side of the fence says vote no so we can get rid of the cameras, and the other side said that that's some bullshit. If you vote no, they're going to keep the cameras. So they said yes, vote yes, and they'll get rid of the cameras. Now, personally, I have not researched issue 35, but I guarantee you, by the time that motherfucker November the 4th come, we may, if they don't shut the internet down on that day. You know, because anytime it's like election time and shit like that, they tend to cut our shows down to an hour, some of them 15 minutes, depending on how long your, you know, actual show is. And you really won't get no notice. So, you know, we're going to try to keep on that because I want to know exactly what the fuck, which one it is, yes or no. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's a lot of shit going on. We got some big players in the game now. You know what I'm saying? Some black boys that's been in the game for a while out here. And they all running for that mayoral seat, you know, you understand, you dig? And what they doing is, you know, showboating right now. You know, they show another little lady at Carlton Post, you know, died, you know what I'm saying, condolences to the family. But we didn't know her, you know, they knew her. So, I mean, you know, I don't, it's not, you know, take away from, you know, the family's loss, but it's like they're exploiting the shit. Jeff Johnson was standing at the podium with his crooked ass looking ass and was trying to pretend like he was all somber. She was a life spirit. I was like, look at this. He ain't blinked one time. You know?
What that mean when you don't blink?
Man, you trying to see who looking at you. You trying to see who looking at you. To make sure
you watching everybody.
The camera get a good shot of me saying that she was, she's going to be missed. And, you know, they be in those big old cathedrals. And so it seemed like they got an engineer back there in the back with a script. When I say this word, I want you to hit the reverb real loud. She's going to be missed. And it'd be just reverbing through the room. Lifeblood. I mean, this motherfucker put it on. And then I was talking to Al about Zach Reed.
What show was that?
Now, they was down on 40th. Okay? Now, Black on Black Crime was down there protesting Reed, red light camera issue 35 that's out here. Okay? And Zach Reed, who was the councilman of Ward, what is it, Ward 8 over here?
No, he down there in Slaughter Village now, right?
Okay, so what the hell is he doing on Prospect?
That's the Slaughter Village area.
Huh? Downtown Cleveland?
Well, no, not Prospect.
Yeah, 40th and Prospect.
Well, maybe he was just down there just to show.
Man, that motherfucker was riding past and they saw his that. He did a job ass, he's the fucking news camera. And decided to jump out. No. You know, election time coming up. We got to be seen now.
That's right.
So he got to clean up that shit that he did. You know, he kept
working with the white women. But you know what? I give Zach a lot of kudos, man, because, you know, Zach really been the only one out there on the forefront that really
they
can get some shit done now. Yeah. Like Jeff Johnson, all of them, they talk a good game and all that type of shit.
That motherfucker is a con artist, man.
Right. I want to know.
He ain't trying to ruffle
no.
What happened to the damn councilman's up in the damn Harvard area?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers, them Terrence Pruitts and all of them, these motherfuckers, they proclaim that they don't going to do good. You still got holes in the damn city streets.
Man, look. Zach Reed brought the welfare building to Kinsman. There was so many motherfuckers in there. They said, fuck this shit. They closed that bitch back down. You know what I mean?
That's for AIDS
people. Oh, man. I don't know what they're using it for. But they like on Kinsman?
No, that's the new that's your Caesar.
At that little school, Caesar of Faith or whatever.
No, Caesar Charity.
Caesar Charity. Okay.
Hold on, I got it in mind.
It's something, man. It's something, but it ain't the welfare building no more.
But no, that's. I'm glad that they opened that back up because see, that's where we can go sit, go get their job training and them GED. Alrighty, Mr. G.
Okay, they got that up in there. All right, that's good. It'll get some people some ideas on getting that shit together, man, because everybody can't be walking around asking for change.
No, this is Caesar Literacy.
Caesar Literacy, there it is, man.
And see, that's where they can go plug in and get their GED, get their... And once they obtain their GED, then they'll be referred over to where they can go into getting some type of job training.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what we had talked about once before and what we didn't have, but yet, once again, some of our biggest problems that we're having with society is that even though these individuals do go and retool themselves, how are you still going to obtain the employment if the individuals are not giving them an opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
One, yes, we did have a problem a while ago with the drug activity and everything, but for some apparent reason, a lot of our young brothers realize that waking up now is about time.
Yeah.
And knowing that you can't make a hustle out of career. And that's
right.
Exactly what was passed down to us from being in our mid-adult status and listening to our elders, that you can't make a hustle out of a career.
No.
So, by you being able to retool yourselves and obtain your education, it's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with you falling on bended knee because we all fall down. But you got to know when to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and say, look, if the tools are there and they are there to help me achieve my objective, then therefore not waste any more time, like you were saying earlier. Let's stop becoming the idiots in the idiot boxes they're fooling us with, which is these devices that are now swaying you away from what you should truly be doing. And that's building your own foundation and establishing your own kingdoms.
Mm-hmm. Now, everybody out there in the world that can't afford an iPhone got a smartphone. All right, and it's the reason why they call it a smartphone, because it can do everything that you need to do right here and right now in your hand. Now, one thing that I do not suggest you do with your phone is, because you can get on YouTube and because you can get on Facebook and IG and all those other social media, you can get on your favorite one, play games and Candy Crush and all of that shit. Just because you can, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you want to sit down and take some stress off you, play a game or something, you know what I'm saying? Text or do some shit, watch a little 10-minute video on YouTube, whatever, that's fine. But when you start doing that shit all day, I'm going to pay my bills through my phone.
It's too much.
You know, go
you put too much of your personal business out there.
Man, I'm going to go to the grocery store and swipe my little reader from
I'm
my
advocate for
reader
that
app that I got on my phone at the grocery store, and it go directly to my bank account. That shit is unnecessary, man. You know, take a few seconds and pull your little card out your wallet before you, you know, walk up to the counter, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't just wait till you get there and go fishing through your purse or your wallet looking for that one card. What's up, El? To pay for your groceries, you know? It don't take but a second, man, but you want to put all your information now. I don't know if a lot of y'all out there know that's always in a hurry,
buddy,
that some of the major stores have declined to use that iPay shit on a new Apple phone. So if you're going to get an Apple phone, don't even try to download that app, because they ain't going to let you use it. All right? Now, one thing I'm going to do, we're going to ask the professionals, what the hell is the difference between an iPhone and a smartphone? If you can buy a $500 smartphone, and you can buy an iPhone, it's only another $100. What the hell is it that the Apple iPhone can do that no other smartphone can do? Because if you notice, smartphones can do a lot. Now, they have these things called phablets out there, where, you know, as long as you got a Bluetooth device, you can, you know, direct your call straight to your tablet, which has an Android operating system, and it doubles as a phone, computer. You know, those things are fucking great. And I want to know, what's the difference between one of them and an iPhone? Talk to them. Time is very valuable. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's a lot of things out there that we can be doing with our time. Like, for some strange reason, man, you know, I've been on this workout thing, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like, okay, once I start it, I feel like, shit, I got to do it before I go to bed or I ain't going to sleep right, you know what I'm saying? And I'm tricking my mind and believing I got to at least do some push-ups or something before I go to sleep or I ain't going to sleep right. So, hey, you know, maybe it's just, you have to, you know, say, hey, this is what I got to do, and let your mind say, well, this is what you got to do. And tell your body, this is what you do, but then your body like, shit, I like that shit. Bring some more of that on. So, you know, all of that shit come together.
Now, what else would we call that? What do they call that? An awakening of the body
and the mind and your body come together for the same purpose, man, it's a wonderful fucking thing, I swear. It feels good, too. You know what I'm saying? But the point I'm trying to make is that the things you do with your time, you know what I'm saying, is what's going to determine. You know, a lot of people say what you do today is going to determine where you are tomorrow. But sometimes that's true. Because you don't know if you're going to wake up. So, you know, I ain't going to say what I'm thinking. But it will be nice to lay down after a good one. Like, oh, yeah, baby. And they'll be like, I don't know, he died. You like, the last thing I know. And look, I ain't trying to promote this dude, man, but some of y'all need to watch some Bob Saget shit. That's all I'm going to say, okay? But time is very valuable. Time is very valuable, y'all. And if you don't think, then I'm telling you the truth. Now, you don't even got to look at the Bible. You can just look at some government pages. Go pick some shit out, like Agenda 21 or the King Alpha Plan or some shit like that, man. Go back and look at those shit, you know, and find out that that's what you're seeing right now. And, you know, to go back to the voting thing, what I really wanted to tell y'all motherfuckers is you got to research these issues. Get the fuck off of Facebook and say, I see issue 31 over here on this picket sign, and that's on TV. What is issue 31 about? Go and look at what the fuck issue 31 is. It's easy to Google that shit. Cleveland, issue 31. It's on the ballot. It's for you to know. You always talking about I'm going to vote. Yeah, with my right hand up, fist up, going to vote. No. What you voting for? I don't know, man. I'm just going there. You know what I'm saying? But you might vote for the motherfucker to knock your grandma's house down and put a damn bus stop there. You know what I'm saying? Some stupid shit. But you don't know. You just go to exercise your right to vote wrong. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got nothing to say about them motherfuckers who don't vote. Because at least they don't vote because they don't really give a fuck about that shit. As long as they get their money. They little check come in. A postman run every year at the same time. And in the winter time, they blow the snow off their motherfucking streets. They don't give a fuck. But the people that work hard for their shit, and because the city want to start enacting this bullshit, and they just might make it harder for them to keep their shit, they give a fuck. They get out and vote. They research the motherfucking votes. That's why the votes be so low. Because niggas don't know what they voting for. And when I say niggas, I mean you poor white folks motherfuckers too. Man, I ain't even gonna say this. Well, let's just say this. I saw a motherfucker sitting on a curb smoking D-O-P-E. Just straight smoking, sitting on the curb, waiting on a ride. It's cold in the motherfucker. So they just decided to pull out their little bowl and hit it and light it and smoke it.
Damn.
Cars was riding past and everything. And at one point, the motherfucker hit the bowl so hard that it choked his ass and it made him throw up a big glob or whatever it was that he spewed out his mouth before I was able to pull out the parking lot where I worked. And he had a motherfucking uniform on, so he wasn't that far away from his job. Right there. I said, man, this dude don't kill himself. But, hey, did nobody say nothing to him. Now, had it been a black man, them police would have been swimming all over that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is you doing down here, boy? You know, so, just wanted to bring some shit to your head, make it say, what the fuck is that? And it ain't on YouTube, because I ain't take the video. Ha-ha. But, you know, if you sit down, get your little notebook, you know, Napoleon Hill said get you a little pocket-sized notebook, but I say get you a nice college rule notebook so that you can take your thoughts down and you read them from time to time. You know what I'm saying? You write your plans down and you figure out what you're going to do tomorrow. It's like a daily journal. You got to keep one because it kind of helps you get focused. Everything can't remain in your brain, because if you do that, you forget shit. Even if you don't smoke weed, you will forget some plans you made, because you constantly make plans. It's just a human thing, especially when you're trying to better yourself. You always say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Do that shit, but write that shit down so you can see it. You know what I'm saying? That way, when your brain will absorb it, and eventually it'll start, you know what I'm saying, making your body do what your brain says. All right? Because it's doing it right now anyway. Your body say, your brain say, fuck that shit. We finna lay down and go to sleep after we eat. And that's exactly what the fuck you do. But if you buy yourself an exercise bike and you see that motherfucker sitting over in the corner and your brain tell your body, get on that bike before you lay down. You'll feel better. The first time you get up on that motherfucking bike, you'll do it without your brain telling you to do it, because now your body wants something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing with that bud that you got sitting on your dresser. You can smell every time you lay down in the bed. You just say, your body say, go to sleep. Your brain say, get up and roll. You want to hit that motherfucker before you go to sleep. You wasting your money. Your brain don't tell you that until after the fact. But your body wake up in the morning like, motherfucker, you got high before you lay down with sleep. That's why you had that weird ass dream. You tired now. We was high when we was asleep, we ain't never come down. You didn't do shit. So you ain't got to smoke. Time is very valuable. It's going to come a time in your motherfucking day when you ain't going to feel like being high. You know what I'm saying? That's the time when you're supposed to say, all right, what am I going to do with these few minutes?
Become productive.
Become productive, man. So, right now we're going to get into another song, man. I'm going to let y'all hear a little bit more about this. What's the name of it again? It's called The Seeds of Literacy, and it is open. Okay, according to the sheet we got here, it opened in September.
Mm-hmm. And how many people know in the city? Where the councilmen is at who should be promoting that shit in their community, that these youth can go and plug themselves in, mm-hmm, instead of rerouting their asses back into the penal system and everything? Give them something positive to do. I'm still waiting to know when the hell they going to create the damn jobs,
right,
that they said that they was going to do. And if they building all these damn bridges and new parks and all this type shit, where is this community activism? Where is it? We supposed to be hiring from within and making our shit beautiful. Where is it? Now our people who helped build it can appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But yet, if you're hiring contractors from out of state to come in and giving all the money to them, and then the people that still standing by who retooled themselves say, well, what about us? When do we get an opportunity? They don't even create the damn journeyman programs and shit so that they can have the hands-on job training programs going.
Right.
Or have that experience.
Well, you got to go to Tri-C for that, because Tri-C ate up all of the funds. So those little small schools that might teach you a little bit more for your dollar, they pretty much got a small class size, and you got to hurry up and get into there. You just might not get funding if you need it. So, you know, then you may say, they'll say, oh, Tri-C is not such a big college. They offer great classes and everything. But if you go to Tri-C, you'd be down in a big school. You know, what's the teacher ratio and all of that shit to the student? So you have to look at those factors, man. You have to look at the curriculum, the cost, and then compare it to other schools in the area or not in the area.
But once again, if you're about supporting the youth and giving them an opportunity to retool themselves, where else are they going to get this experience? They didn't get no rearing and what we call the morals and values of how you're supposed to conduct yourself in society, because they opted out to create their own world.
Mm-hmm.
And what we had talked about earlier. But now, okay, they done fell on the bended knee. They done caught two or three strikes and everything. Now, how are you going to get back in there?
Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to do? If you don't know how to do it, then right now, a closed mouth don't get fed.
That's
but
right.
Yet, if you are willing and seeking out the information and everything, and it can be provided for you, now you have to make the initial step and move forward. That's all right. Don't worry about the people out there that if y'all can't read, You know what I mean? You holler at your boy, you let him know, hey, look, whoopie whoop, explain this to me and that thing so that I can go get my shit together.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can't read for myself and I ain't got to ask nobody to help me read.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, I'm going to tell you something, y'all. Time is fucking valuable, man. You know what I'm saying? Because here it is. I try to talk to a lot of the young guys I come across, man. We have little conversations. And I try to motivate them to do something with their lives, you know, while they're still young. Because, you know, once you get past 30, man, you start to feel like, damn, I ain't got that much time.
No. You know what happens? You know what the fuck happens? Excuse my French. The damn light bulb clicks on.
Yeah.
All that bullshit that you call yourself running through over that decade, that shit is over with. From mm-hmm. that 20 to 30, you thought that you was Nino Brown balling and shot calling, thinking that you could pimp out all the broads. Now the tables have got turned on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you realize, you know what? I'm a grown ass man now.
Right.
I don't need to be out here playing these games.
You know, I took a poll. What's up? Mm-hmm. Okay. I took a poll today. All day long, truck drivers, you know, delivery people, whatever, lunch drivers, whatever. Everybody, you know, participated in this poll. Okay, I hear a lot of guys talk about how pretty Miss Ebola girl was or is, however you want to look at it. And I just was amazed at how everybody looked past the fact that, you know, she was just across the world with Ebola. Everybody knows.
Right, she's damn near dead.
You know what I mean? So I started asking dudes, I said, okay, yeah, she is pretty, man. She hot in the mug. I said, but would you hit that now? And some of the fucking responses I got back, man, was like crazy as hell. Now, I had posted this question on my Facebook. I know a lot of people don't really care for me, you know, based on my views, my attitude, on, you know, religion and that type of shit. So, really, it's fun for me to continue to post things such as this, so I ask the same question. Now, out of maybe 50 dudes, you know what I'm saying, I would say 40 of them said, hell no. 5 of them said, no, right off the rip. 3 of them said, I had to think about it first. And the other 2 said, yeah, man, shit, I had to get double strapped up. So, I'm asking America, what the fuck would you do? If she came to your ass in the middle of the night, man, baby, you took care of me when I was in the hospital. Now you can take care of me another way. The Ebola is gone. What would you do? What would you do? I just like to know. Because I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it. And if that dude still married that girl, then there's some conspiracy shit going on. She never had it. She got paid to write a book. I bet you we're going to find out the truth in about 10 years.
No, that shit ought to come out for 30 years. Secret shit don't come out. Top secret shit don't come out until after 30 years in the count.
Well, there you have it. And we're going to have to do some research. So we got 30 years to do all the research that we can.
Now that we can catch up with our conspiracy theories, buddies.
Yeah, you know it. So don't y'all all be so blind on this shit, man. This shit is real. 646-478-0944. I'm going to play this song, man, and let y'all have it. It's your boy, E-Max. Got Cheese on with us. Let's talk radio time. It's very valuable. We'll be right back.
Came in at
6-4-6-4-7-8-0-9-4-4. That's the number to call in. It's your boy, Max Hemis. Man, I'd like to say thank you to all out there that listen online. You are a welcome addition to our party. Thank you very much. Tonight we was talking about, if you missed the beginning, well, I guess 40 minutes now of the show, that there's a lot of shit going on. We took a poll about Miss Ebola lady. I did it at work too. It was kind of funny, the responses that I got, man. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to everybody out there that's, you know, checking us out. Call us online and just listen. We cool. We love you. You know what I'm saying? Don't y'all forget, man. Support your local producer. You know what I'm saying? And don't ever stop trying to be better than you are today. I mean, you got to be your own critic, but let the other people pat you on the back. If you're going to beat yourself up, let somebody else pat you on the back, because when you pat yourself on the back, sometimes people don't like that shit, you know, especially if you are good. You know, you don't need to love yourself more than your people love you, because you got to remember you're doing it for your people, all right? When you get out there and perform, it's because you know that what you got to say going to touch somebody. And, hey, it just might. So don't forget, if you get out there and you think it's going to touch everybody, or you know it is, you just might fly. So let them tell you your shit is good, all right? 646-478-0944. If you want to talk, press 1. Not just don't do nothing. Let the phone pick up and resume the conversation. You know what I'm saying? We all here. So, there's a lot of shit going on over there at OPN Center. This weekend, we got some shit coming up, too. I haven't read the flyer yet, but just a little busy. Some shit going on, you know what I'm saying? We got to take care of everything, so it's all good, though. So, y'all niggas just keep still. And look, I'm going to give y'all some motherfucking advice. You know what I'm saying? Buy yourself a motherfucking printer. Whether you just got your tablet or, you know, a phone, they got wireless printers out there that's not expensive. You know what I'm saying? Get you a wireless printer. And that way, like when you job searching and shit, if you need to print something out of form or something, then you will be able to do it right at home. And you can also use your smartphone or your iPhone or whatever kind of electronic device you got with Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and all that shit capabilities. Because you can use your printer that way. Now, I personally wouldn't buy a wireless printer because your neighbor could print some shit out to your motherfucking printer and come knock on your door like, excuse me,
Your printer came up on my computer by mistake. Did some shit come out with my name on it?
And then that shit happened all the motherfucking times. So buy you a motherfucking printer that you can just USB right into your device. Thank you very motherfucking much. You know, if you use your Wi-Fi for your device and then print from your device. That's the best thing I can tell you to do. You know what I'm saying? You want to write a book? You want to get you a hard copy of that motherfucker, print it out from your device, page by page. Don't try to kill that motherfucker because ink is expensive. You know, so toner, as they call it, toner. You know, when you just doing simple shit, you don't need a cutter. You want to get into photos and all of that shit, I hope you're making money with it. Because that's the truth. That shit is expensive, you know? So, y'all do what I tell y'all to do, and y'all save yourself a lot of heartache. You know what I'm saying? I always call myself the crash test dummy because I do shit and learn the hard way. So, I'm here to tell you that what I'm telling you is from experience, man. You know what I'm saying? You go cheap, it is very, very fucking true. You get what you pay for. If you spend $20 on some wireless mic, they just some shit you put in a display case. Or you let your kids play with on Christmas. But it ain't nothing that you're going to take with you. So, the whole thing is, man, is that we got to take and pay a little bit more attention to the things that we do all day, every day. Sometimes, bless you, we take a little bit too much time doing nothing, and it... And we start rushing around when it's time to do something. So, everything is cool. Everything is cool, y'all. Review your issues, okay? You got to get those issues together, man, before you hit those voting polls. And then once you get your issues together, you know what you're going to vote for. You go in there, and you don't let nobody talk you down because that's what they're there for. Well, if you went on this website, you found out that this is this and that, da 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 da. Look up the actual motherfucking issue yourself. Formulate your own decision based on what you understand. And if you don't understand something, ask some damn questions. That's all you got to do. Simple. They're trying to make it harder for us to vote anyway, passing all these under-the-table laws that pop up right around voting time. It's so fucking crazy. And yet... we still turn out incredible numbers. Incredible numbers. And, you know, even though it is really just our opinion, okay, look up the definition of the word vote. And it just might surprise you. Because they're going to choose who they want to choose. Anyway, all right? So... out here in Cleveland, we got the possibility. It's either Conwell, it's either Jeff Johnson, or it's going to be Zachary that's coming up next for the mayor of the city. Now, I want to know which one it is.
Zachary!
You know it, don't you? That's why that motherfucker, when he saw that Fox 8 News was over there with Black on Black Crime covering the footage of them protesting the red light cameras on 40th and Prospect, that boy hit the brakes quick. Scott!
He hit the brakes.
Camera opportunity.
Cameo.
Now, he said this shit on the camera. He said, I know I voted for the red light cameras in the beginning. That's when I thought that they was a good thing. But now that I see that they just a money grab for the establishment.
What did he just say?
The establishment? I'm against them. So vote yes on issue 35 because of the language. Now, the language is, you vote yes, I want to get rid of the cameras. Okay, then they'll get rid of the cameras. But if you vote no, I want to get rid of the cameras, then they'll keep them. So, you gotta watch and read the language on that shit, man. Be careful, all right? Especially y'all motorists out there, white folks too. Because, you know, we drive on Euclid, and we see y'all trying to get away from university, you know. But ain't it strange that university got those cameras, but Cleveland Clinic don't?
They don't got them cameras down here. The helpline. Helpline. And it's another thing about speeding and shit like this I want to let y'all know. You're on the highway with a truck, and it's a big-ass dump truck rolling in front of you. You got to speed up to 70 or 75 to get in front of them motherfuckers because they blocking your view. Guess who's going to get a ticket? You. Know why? Because the Ohio Department of Transportation has changed the laws of the rules of the road in the state of Ohio. If you don't believe me, look it up yourself. You can be in any kind of motherfucking truck, commercial, dump truck, school truck, buses, RTA, of course. Anything of that nature, man. You can run red lights, cement trucks, and this, that, and the other. And the red light camera can flash on you, and you are exempt from those tickets. All right? Delivery vehicles and things of that nature, you are pretty much exempt from those. There's got to be a certain amount of weight on a vehicle before you exempt from those red light cameras. So, and speeding tickets, I might say. Now, the law says that the motherfuckers ain't supposed to drive no more than 55 miles an hour. But I'm here to tell you that it'll be a string of them motherfuckers on 77 every morning I'm putting out there. And they doing well over 70 miles an hour, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking about dump trucks, not just 18-wheelers. I'm talking about dump trucks, construction vehicles, all kind of shit. They just be rolling. And if you won't, you think you're going to slide in between them and make them slow down? No, man. Mm-mm. Them boys know what they driving. And once they get rolling, they're going to keep on going. And dare your ass to try to cut them off, because you ain't fucking with that. The driver ain't going to get hurt in that truck. He going to act like he is. Because you caused the accident. He just hope you alive so he can sue your ass. So, hey, be careful out there. Don't be trying to fuck with them trucks. Don't think you're going to pass them up either. Because if they going faster than the speed limit, let them motherfuckers go ahead and go. They ain't going to slow down, man. They ain't going to slow down. And if the cops pull over anybody, they're going to pull over your ass. So, just know that for sure. Learn the rules of engaging a police officer. All right? Learn what resisting is. Don't complain about it. Learn what the fuck it is, because I guarantee you that's going to be on the ballot. All of the shit that's coming up now is the shit that's going to affect us, not just directly, but super directly. You might go to Save a Lot one day, and because you voted yes on some stupid shit you didn't understand, they don't sell your favorite product in there no more. You know what I mean? So be careful what you're voting for. It's like them prayers, your grandma boy. You better be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. So if you vote for them motherfuckers to build a playground in this empty lot on 93rd and Kansas, 93rd and Miles, or 93rd and Orleans, where you live at, and they do, and all little dope boy kids, their girlfriends be out there, and the winos be out there at night, and the idiots be out there all night, selling dope and popping off guns and shit right outside your window. Thank yourself. They got to put chains on that motherfucker so can't nobody go in there no more. Thank yourself for that. You voted for it. So be careful what you fucking vote for. And be sure. All right? Because we ain't got time for you to, you know, walk around with your I voted button on, you know, acting all proud and you ain't know what the fuck you voted for.
Right.
Then as soon as you leave the voting pool, you go straight to the store and pick up your favorite bottle of wine. When you go home, you sit down and watch TV, waiting on the results. And when your issue failed, you mad to the motherfucker because you voted wrong. And you didn't even know it. So, research that shit, man. Research it. All right? We're going to get into a little bit of music. And when we come back, you know what I'm saying, we have a few words for your ass. So, check us out, Hood Tunes Radio. We'll be right back. I say Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Talk Radio, man. Damn. Yes, sir. That's a nice-ass instrumental, man. You do this, you know what I'm saying? Your boy, E-Max, right here on Hood Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? I do so much of that shit, man. I be getting them all mixed up. Don't forget, man, we're here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Cleveland Standard Time, as I like to say. You know what I'm saying? That's Wednesdays. On Mondays, we got Al Porter's Man in the Street. Right here, same network, same phone number. From 9 to 10 p.m., you know what I'm saying? Interesting show. You know what I'm saying? Then on Friday and Saturday, we got Hood Tunes Radio. We're on Saturday nights. 9 times out of 10, I'm on the air. You know what I'm saying? I'm a DJ. You know what I'm saying? That's my night job. So,
sometimes I have to perform. All right? And on those nights, you know what I'm saying, I don't be on the air. But mostly on Saturdays now, since I'm out of the OPN Community Center on Friday nights now, you know what I'm saying, providing engineering services that I'm not on the air, but Hood Tunes Radio is still broadcasting. We got DJ Andy B spinning the tracks for you. You know what I'm saying? You can still call in. I ain't sure if he gonna answer. But at least you can hear your motherfucking song being played. You know what I'm saying? On Friday night. You know what I'm saying? I'll let y'all know, but seriously, that's for right now until further notice. That's just how the lineup go. All right, so but y'all can come on out there, 15453 Euclid, and kick it with us, you know what I'm saying? Around the corner, Euclid and Taylor, across the street from Shaw High School, if you don't understand that. It's always a good time. Come kick it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do nothing else, get one of them big ass nation burgers that they sell and sit back and, you know, enjoy whatever drink you bring with you. So check us out, man. We fight. We out there doing something. So y'all know, Hood Tunes Radio, and I told you we'll be going on the road, man. We're going to be touring the city, broadcasting live from different places, playing music. And,
mobile time.
Even though the snow is coming down, we are going to have a good time this winter, man. I hope you all there. And we'll be taking videos, pictures. We'll let you know where we're going to be, when we're going to be there. And I hope you come out to join us, all right? So, now, don't forget I'm lighting up my mouth and we watching some motherfucking Unsung with Bones on. I'm like Bones. Alright, do not forget the Seeds of Literacy Seeds of Literacy, the program over here off of Kinsman. It's the old welfare building at 13815 Kinsman Avenue. Alright, Kinsman 139th Street, if you don't understand that. Basically, man, it's a nationally accredited program that offers free one-on-one tutoring in basic education and GED prep. So you can learn at your own place in a relaxed atmosphere, working with tutors who can help you with math, reading, science, social studies, and writing. See, students range from 18 to 80, all right? So it ain't no damn excuse. We talking about I'm 50 years old. I ain't got my school diploma, you dick. You can't go through that tough shit. I don't give a fuck if you 76. They say they 80. So if you can still learn some shit at 80 years old, go on and get your paperwork and make yourself feel good. All right? But it's a whole lot of us, man, that really need that help up. You know what I'm saying? Some people are just afraid to take it, but I'm telling you, it's there for you.
There's no need to be afraid.
If you didn't know it was there, go on and take advantage of it. And it's not a lot of programs out there that they're going to tell you about. So you got to pay attention to some of the shit that you hear. Research it. So, Seeds of Literacy, 13815 Kinsman Avenue. Check them out.
They got a phone number on there, too.
Let me see where I can find that phone number. All right, here we go. New students must register to attend classes. Registration will be every Monday and Tuesday. All right, class sessions are Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and 1 to 3. So, that's like a two-hour session. That's not bad as fuck.
Not bad.
You know what I'm saying?
Go in and gather information.
Bang, bang, bang. All right, there's a free, secure parking lot, building security, bus stops nearby. Call Seeds for Literacy for more information at 216-661-7950 or visit www.seedsofliteracy.org or Facebook. They even on Facebook, nigga. / Seeds of Literacy. All right. Hit them up, man. Get y'all shit together. Because the stronger we are as a people, the stronger we'll be as a nation. So come on with it. You know what I'm saying? I heard something today that made a whole lot of sense. Okay?
and I'm going to see if it makes sense to you. I was listening to Dr. Umar Johnson earlier today, you know what I'm saying? And that's going to be another topic. I'm going to say something about that motherfucker, too. Lost me. Got a lot of good points, but he did something okay? He made the statement that most bigoted white people, most bigoted people, period, but especially the, what did they call it? The white supremacists, okay? They fear the black people, especially for whatever reason. They fear us coming together and doing the things that we need to do. They fear us waking up and coming together and unifying as people. They fear all the good things that we could become, especially if we become it as a unit. All right? They fear that shit because they know that they would have to change. It's not that we would have to change, but everything they do, how they think, how they feel, how they act, how they treat people, all of that shit would have to change. Now that's something to think about. You know what I'm saying? So if your oppressor will have to stop oppressing you and stop doing all the things that they've been doing to oppressing you, you know what I'm saying, in order to allow you passage, as they call it. That's some shit. You know it's going to be a war. Alright? But as long as you strive for your excellence, man, as long as you strive to be the best that you can be, make up in your mind that that's what you're going to do. Because time is valuable. Right now, we don't have much time. And as an elder to you, I'm telling you right now, don't be bullshitting out here. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here bullshitting, think you kicking it strong right now. You be doing something. You know what I'm saying? Instead of running around acting like a motherfucking fool, man. That shit ain't going to last long. When you look at these old men out here, and they crippling, and they walking with canes, and got to be sitting in wheelchairs and this and that and the other, do you ever think of how they got there? What kind of life did they lead that as they got older and shit, their bodies broke down and put them in the condition that at 60 and 65 and 70 years old, they got to live in a high-rise building and walk around with canes and rolling strollers and shit like that, man, sitting in wheelchairs, worrying about those things.
But you know what I call them? I call them the pioneers who paved the way for us to eventually wake up and realize exactly what we could actually be a contributor to and be those new innovators.
No, I'm talking about lifestyles, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinking that old people just get old because, you know what I'm saying, they live a long life. But it's the kind of life that you live. You know, a lot of people that rip and run all their motherfucking life, like, you know what I'm saying, they listen to the music. I did a lot of things just to live this here lifestyle. And then that motherfucker gonna get old, be sitting in the chair, and ain't gonna be shaky. You know, look at that lady on that commercial with that hole in her throat from all that smoking she did. She ain't get that shit just from smoking cigarettes.
Nah, she was doing some other shit.
She was doing some other shit, but they ain't gonna tell you that. But the fact still remains, she wants you to feel sorry for her. Excuse me, because she beat her body into the ground. Now she's suffering. In so many words, she's saying, if I knew that I was gonna end up like this, I wouldn't have started doing that dumb shit in the beginning. But it was fun. It was cool. It was turning up. You know what I'm saying? Now, all these motherfucking syrup sessions and popping pill sessions and all that shit gonna come back. What you get in, you gonna get out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you spend all your motherfucking time turning up, man, guess what? You gonna have to live that way when you gonna need
In the end, you gonna need some new livers.
Yeah, you gonna need a new liver. Your light skinned ass gonna be brown for a while, and you gonna turn black and dark. And then you gonna have to go to the doctor 3-4 times a week. You ain't gonna understand that shit, damn. And then you gonna tell all the youngers, don't do it. Turn to a drug counselor like somebody we know. You know what I'm saying?
But you gotta start wanting to take care of yourself, man, sometimes.
And that's when that exercise comes into play.
Yeah.
You gotta put that shit down. Leave it alone for a little bit. Go do some exercise. Go take some walks and shit, you know.
You know, them old people that's running around out here right now never did that shit when they was young. And something happened to their ass and they thought, shit, I better start walking.
Well, no. You know what it's called? If you don't use it, you lose it. And if you sit around like a damn couch potato all day long, every day, your shit get all stiff and crickety and that thing. Next thing you know, you go to try to go, let's say, a fire break out and your ass got the runs. You can't even fucking run because your damn bones is so fucking stiff.
Hey, if the motherfuckers come out the woods with fucking black tar on their face, trying to, where the cools at? Where the cools at? How the fuck, how far is you going to make it?
Right.
Shit. Where the motherfuckers at? And you know, we're gonna have a show on some on where some of these damn words originated from. It will fucking surprise you, some of the shit that I learned. So I'm just ready to show y'all, you know, so y'all can do some more research on some shit that we always do. And you know, it's about to be wintertime, and in the wintertime we get into our sessions. All right? And we get into the sessions where we talk about, we drop names, we drop dates, we drop document titles and things of that nature, which we still do. But mostly, we focus on educating you about some shit. Now, already, I'm so sick and tired of this Illuminati shit and New World Order shit, but the truth of the matter is, that's what time we living in. So pay attention to your politician. Your favorite politician, if they get to talking about the rule of law, we support the rule of law, knows that they support the New World Order agenda. So that's all that shit means. But if you don't believe me, check it out for your motherfucking self. Look up and define the rule of law, okay? Check it out, y'all. It's your boy, E-Max Image, and we cool up in here now. And what y'all need to do is just open some books up. Type in some letters on the page in the search engine or whatever and do your research before you hit that damn voting booth. Your life depends on it. Mine do too. All right? So don't look at it like black folks sitting around getting welfare and this and that and the other and ain't doing nothing when I could take it to a whole bunch of white people. I could take it to a whole bunch of Puerto Ricans. I don't know too many Indians. But I know a place where there's a ton of motherfucking Mexicans, ton of them. And they getting welfare and food and shit, but you don't ever see the news cameras in their motherfucking face, and they living worse than we. We might have 5 people in a 2-bedroom. Them motherfuckers that had 12. Garbage all out the back door, same shit. Shit all up and down the side of the house. Broke down cars in the yard. That ain't no black shit. That's poor people shit. So don't blame it all on us. That's just what they want to show you there. You know?
Yeah, but if you go and you empower yourselves and get your education, get you a good job, you might have to start at the bottom, but hey, like they told us when we first started out in our quest, everybody starts at the bottom and you eventually work your way to the top. So don't go in there thinking it's damn if you coming in if it make $17, $18 an hour. That shit don't work like that when you just freshly popped out the box.
Mm-hmm.
You come in at the minimum wage and you work your way up. If you got to work a couple minimum wage jobs in order for you to accumulate $14 an hour in your world. But at least you know that you're facilitating your time. And in your 16 hours, you will get that money.
One thing I learned about them high-paying jobs, dude, depending on what part of the motherfucking set you in, them some motherfucking strenuous-ass positions.
That's right.
You ain't going to walk into no motherfucking job pulling no orders and shit for $14 an hour unless you got to travel to Cincinnati from Cleveland or you got to go out to buttfuck Egypt and shit where it ain't no roads and you seeing farms. You're going to be the only black one there.
Yeah, and then also, too, you got to look, a lot of factories, because of based on them being seasonals, they do bring people in at $14 an hour. But They ain't gonna bring nobody in who can't fucking read and write.
And
they
ain't gonna bring nobody in that can't lift the box 50 pounds.
That's right. You gotta be able to render the fundamentals. You gotta be able to read, write, and do arithmetic. If you don't know how to do that, then damn it, shit, you pretty much telling them that, hey, I want to be a slave. Put me back on the plantation and show how to pick some cotton.
Right. You know, you gotta want more. That's what you. You know, it's a guy I work with, okay? And he in his 50s, all right? And he like, man, shit, I'm in my 50s, and you know what I'm saying? I'm still fucking around with these temporary jobs, man. He said, you know what I had to do? He said, you know, it's all right. As long as I keep working, I'm good. You know, I can make my little money, everything all right. He said, but one thing that I do understand, and I think I understand it better now. He said, when you go looking for a job, man, and the motherfuckers want to know what you want to do, you tell them. I'm old. I want to sit down and shuffle some papers around, do some writing and this and that and that. But if you want to work in the office with them folks, boy, oh, Lord. Be ready to get caught up in the politics. If your E's look like B's, and somebody fuck up, best believe they're going to blame it on your handwriting. So, it's like that in any business, man. But the point is, shoot for what you're trying to do. Don't go to a job and say, I want to drive tow motors, and then accept the job as a box cutter. Because you would look at all the tow motors going by like, man, I asked for a job with tow motors and they ain't put me on yet. That's when you're supposed to keep looking. Stay where you at, make you some money. But when that tow motor job come up, you shoot for it. Wes. Don't do nothing. Don't apply to no job that you don't want to do. If you apply for a job at Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King, you going to fuck around and have to deal with the public in a way you don't want to deal with the public, and it's going to piss you off. But, chasing that dollar. Just got to make that money. You go to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in every neighborhood you go to, McDonald's is hiring. All the fast food places is hiring. But me and my ass was out of work for a whole year. And it, although everybody kept saying, man, shit, go to McDonald's, go to Wendy's, go to Bob Evans, whatever. And then shit, I almost felt that way. But you know something? I was like, I knew that that shit would not help me whatsoever. And what the hell anyway I look like with gray hairs on my motherfucking face wearing a McDonald's hat? How may I help you? Making coffee and shit for them old niggas in the morning.
To be honest, man, that shit is really designed for the high school kids, man, and the elderly people.
This is what I'm saying. But
you
did that shit already, man. I've been a smack one of them niggas upside the head and got fired anyway.
That's why we're supposed to be out in the Fortune 500 world, you know, being an innovative person that's going to, you know, bring forth the next bright light to the world.
Right. You see, you know what people think? People think what they say. Everybody ain't supposed to be a rocket scientist. Everybody ain't supposed to be rich. Yes, we is. That's the way the fucking shit is set up. So if it's set up like that, this is the way they say that it's set up. So if it's set up that everybody can be rich, look at all these infomercials. All you got to do is follow my program and you can be rich too. Everybody got a get rich program. You can't get rich too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Get rich money. Single face. You know what I'm saying? Yo, dude, I just started growing and I'm a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to get rich scheme. You know what I'm saying? And the get rich scheme is, if you just pay me $39.99, I will send you my fabulous video and teach you all of my tricks. $39.99 for a video. Make a motherfucking video and say, hey, $39.99, and I'll send you an in-depth of all of the new exercises. And before you know it, you'll be like Young T or whatever his gay-ass name is, Sean T.
You know, all you gotta do is flex your stomach and twist your back. You gonna make $1 million. You know what I'm saying? It's that fucking simple. You know what I'm saying? Come on, y'all. I mean, think. Be creative. You know, it's always a way to skin that damn cat. If the BB gun don't catch him, what you get next? A slingshot. You ain't gonna miss with a slingshot. I don't give a fuck what kind of animal it is. You see, Davis killed Goliath with that motherfucker. You can catch up with a slingshot, Kapaka. But I tell y'all the truth. If you think creatively, the ingenuity will come out naturally. Don't waste your time on that bullshit. That he say, she say. I mean, if you try to keep yourself out of dumb shit, you know that's your girlfriend's friend. Why the hell is you over her house without your girlfriend?
Oh, we were just, smoking some weed. I'm saying, you don't smoke.
I ain't got no motherfucking reason why you over that girl house without your woman. So don't go. Shit, you get caught up in. You're wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? When you be sitting down, you got your books open. The teacher tell you this is the last day for this little homework you were supposed to do. You had it for a week. And all of a sudden, in a few hours, you got to cram and study and learn all of that shit. And one night before your mom starts saying, take your ass to bed. You know you got a test tomorrow and you on page one. But you should have been studying. But you're so busy working out in the basement and oiling yourself up and flexing selfies on Instagram. By the time you wash all the motherfucking oil off your ass, it's midnight. And you know your mama gonna be clapping the wall with that damn plastic thing she used to wake your ass up in the morning when she know you up on the computer all night bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to you. You know who I'm talking to, man. They said that, you know what I'm saying, if you affected by this shit, then you know I'm talking to you. So I'm talking to you. And even though you can't see me, I'm pointing at the screen. So wake up, y'all. Stop wasting y'all motherfucking time. I put it to you like this. I spent a long time sitting back, studying, taking notes and shit, smoking weed, and listening to music at the same time. Got the damn news on, okay? Watching some shit on the internet, smoking some motherfucking weed with a cup of coffee, you know what I'm saying, and taking notes. So it's possible to learn some shit even though you're kicking it with yourself. You know what I'm saying? 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm fucked up, learning some shit, taking some notes, reading some. What that motherfucker just say? Going back. You know what I'm saying? I asked this motherfucker who said here, Mason, I asked him a question. I said, listen, what part of the creation story you believe in? Now, I believe in Enki Enlil, straight out. And that motherfucker looked at me like I was crazy. You know why? Because it seemed far-fetched than what the status quo presented to us. All right? And that's the fucking problem. You know, the separatist shit, it needs to go. All right? It's about high time that everybody learn some shit about what's really going on, what went on. And then it always says, if you don't know where the fuck you came from, then you don't know where you're going. So why would you stop at slavery when you know that it was life before slavery? And it was life before Genesis 1. You know what I'm saying? A lot of kids is inquisitive or nosy. Teach them how to look back and study history. Because maybe, you might have the next archaeologist in your family, especially one of them kids when you hide shit and they always find it. You know what? I'm going to send your ass to be in school to be an archaeologist. It just might work for them. Who knows? It's all about what direction that you're pushing in, especially when you can recognize that, it's a direction that they can go in just based on you paying attention. Now, y'all know Halloween is coming up. So we need everybody to be careful out there. I'm pretty sure the man in the streets is going to be out there watching, you know what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, Here he is right here. What's up, Al?
Oh, I'm doing good. Hey, you know I have to be extremely careful. I mean, even though there was an invitation to be a part of, the Fantasy MC Brains release and everything like that. So I'm cool with that. But I do ask people to definitely be careful, and definitely be careful even if you're going out dressed as something, because this is the inner city, and we already know that. I'm just going to put it out there. Because of how some fools are acting, you come up rolling in a mask, you don't know what you might get. So you have to definitely think that way, and you have to be on the, quote-unquote, I would say defensive.
So that's right.
You're right on that. You have to be. And if you, it's no longer time to send your children out there if you're going to do that by themselves and all that. It's just a wrong
move. Those days are gone. Yeah.
So,
well, you know, last week
the rec centers are having something. That's a better stuff.
Right. Vito was about to get himself beat down coming up in there with that mask on.
You didn't lie.
He had to take it off. He had to take it off his face.
You didn't lie.
You could get off quick too.
Guess
shit,
they
wasn't playing that, man.
No,
not playing
that. Yeah, I might get a chance to stop by there for a little while because they got a nice little happening set this Friday, of course, with some special things happening. But I just want to say and put it out there, I'm very thankful. I know I'll be talking to you later on once the show's over, Brother E, but I just want to put it out there to the world that my man, E-Max, the Image, Hood Tunes, Hood Talk Radio, all that good stuff, man in the street. It's nice that you have decided to bring that wisdom and everything, but also an attitude that unites people together, not just on a Wednesday night, but to bring that type of energy, man, to be the official DJ for Oppressed People's Nation. So that's a much respect goes out to you.
Man, I appreciate that, too, you know. I love what I do, man, so, you know, I try to do the best I can, that's all. Because I love what I do. Yep, but y'all know what it is, man. And we got Men on the Streets on the line, and we doing what we do right here on a Wednesday night with your boy E-Mac. And I just want to just kind of recap right quick, y'all. Do a little research on issue 35 if you're out in the area. And then you're
right.
Because I noticed now that they're starting to put videos of more cities as having them red light camera issues. So, for all of y'all that's out there that vote, make sure you research the issues that you're going to vote for and don't just walk around with your button or your sticker planted all over your clothes because you voted. Because somebody might ask you, what did you vote for? And you got to be able to tell them. And if you don't know, and you voted for the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? So we talked about that, and we also talked about the passing of the lady who runs the Call and Post, and how Jeff Johnson basically upstaged the passing ceremony with his emotional speech, and it was funny to me because he didn't blink, you know what I mean? He didn't blink one time. So I'm just cracking up at, you know, how it's election time and everybody is vote for me, better, they're worse, you know. So it's the same old garbo, but we got to be careful at it. Research the issues that you plan on voting for. You don't have to tell nobody what you're voting for. Just make sure you know what it's all the fucking about. Because let me tell you, they always tell you you can take as much time as you need in that voting booth. But the line is so damn long. If you taking too long, somebody's going to come and say, come on now. We still got people that's waiting in line to vote. And you say, I'm reading the goddamn issue.
You know.
You know what they're going to tell you? Well, you had plenty of time to do that. This ain't the place to read. This is the place to vote. Get your ass out of here. It's your stick and your button and your sucker.
Get on out of here.
So,
know what the hell you voting for when you going to vote for what you say. You voting for, and the same thing for what you voting against. Okay? Because even the Bible will tell you, know what the hell the enemy is doing, and you'll know how to fight. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to figure out what you voting for,
but you can't
and why,
do that if you don't know how to read.
Yeah, you got to learn
right.
how to read. Or have somebody that know how to read explain. Well, not just explain it to you because they may not understand, but at least have them read it to you so you can formulate opinion on what you're going to vote for. So
that is why education is very important.
Yes,
the seeds of literacy is available to everybody who needs it.
That's right. Don't forget, y'all, the seeds of literacy program in the old welfare building right on Kinsman. That number again is 216-661-7950. And you can call them and, you know, help get your life turned back around. And it's free. And they got a page on Facebook. Facebook/Seeds of Literacy. You can check them out too, man. It's a well-needed program that's not really being talked about out there in the neighborhood. So y'all get some information on that. Just hit us up, Eric Robinson, Mr. Find It Out on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And we can chat that way. So y'all know what it is. Look us up. And we're right here for you, man. We got the information. So we want to thank Al for calling in. Y'all
thank
know
you,
what it
brother.
Is. We got a minute and a half. So we basically going to let Al Porter Jr. take us out of here, man, because it's the man right here. And I ain't even going to tell him what song I'm going to play.
Oh.
All right? Yes, all right. Indeedy. The best in the land. Holla back.
My son had a lot of practice to leave clues, from ex-girlfriends to others, who said you can't build a business and grow. But our Porter is too strong, and just like the Creator hasn't forsaken us, be thankful the next few names haven't left.
Ball hit Fred, Sir Knock, C-Rock, Chop Shop.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left.
Black on Black Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Workshop.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
L Dog, K Dog, Dollar Bill, Dollar Rock.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Suave, Frizz, The Log, Spit Box.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Black Nile, SOTC, and Silver B.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
D. Loran, X, Majestic, Quincy.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
GMS, Quest, Player T, and Ellery.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Emax, HTO, HJS, Hamp City.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Be No Good, Corrupt, and I'm Not the Name Dropping.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Ron Voigt, Tech Records, E&T's, Get It Poppin'.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Hollow Man, 3-in-1, Johnny O, and Chico.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Fatty Banks, Pastor Twan, Dave Malley, and Cleto.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
Art McCoy, Brother Kahar, my sister Donna Brown.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.
OPN, Jail, Kevin Hurt is going down.
Thank the creators that they haven't left.